Reading from My Glorious Master, Melbourne, 1976. Travel Plans via Air Krishna. Prabhupada's visit to Melbourne in April 1976, just after I had returned from seeing him in Mayapur, found me busy making preparations to close my business. I was soon to leave Australia and become the president of ISKCON Laguna Beach. I arranged to buy inexpensive airplane tickets through the Australian Union of Students, but Krishna had another plan. I caught a tram to downtown Melbourne to purchase the tickets at the union's office. It was just afternoon, but the storefront was locked. A closed sign hung tilted on the door. That's strange, I thought. It's a regular business day, and there are people inside flurrying around the office. Why is it closed? I tapped on the glass door, but someone waved me away. I persisted, and finally a young woman pushed the door open a few inches and thrust her head out. "We're closed," she said. I already figured that out. When will you be open again? "We won't," she said. "The government's giving us trouble. And at noon, we closed for good." She closed the door again. "But one more ticket," I called as I tapped on the glass, thinking of the huge difference in price between three discounted tickets and three full fare tickets. She shook her head no and returned to shuffling her papers. As a last, "just one more," escaped my mouth, it occurred to me that Prabhupada would be visiting Australia in a few weeks. And he would then fly to Hawaii. I could travel to Hawaii with him and then onward to the mainland. My comment. Up until this point, I hadn't even considered traveling with Prabhupada. I was elated by this, quote, minor miracle of Krishna's closing the ticket office. I immediately phoned the temple, found out Prabhupada's onward flight bookings, and made parallel bookings for my family. God brothers will fight. Just a Krishna Swami arrived from New Zealand to spend time with Prabhupada. The local GBC at that time was Guru Kripa Swami. As Just a Krishna Swami was acting independently of ISKCON, Just a Krishna and Guru Kripa did not have a cordial relationship. With both sannyasis, Just a Krishna and Guru Kripa at his feet, Prabhupada asked them a pointed question. Prabhupada, what is the cause when two disciples of the same spiritual master cannot get along? Tushta Krishna said, envy, Prabhupada. Tushta Krishna and Guru Kripa both looked at each other. Prabhupada, yes, but who is envious is hard to tell. But time will tell. One branch will blossom and the other will wither. My comment. Prabhupada's ominous statement reveals that an envious mentality, although often difficult to detect, will ultimately cut us off from devotional service and ruin our spiritual lives. Prabhupada later wrote me about the squabbles and differences of opinion between godbrothers. He said, regarding the other matters, a difference between godbrothers is natural. That difference of opinion will continue. What can be done? So it is a natural thing for the brothers to fight as long as they all stay obedient to the Father. You do whatever you like, but do not forget chanting and following the rules and regulations. That will save you. Fights amongst God brothers should not be taken too seriously. They will always exist. Rather than taking sides, becoming envious of, quote, the opposition and committing offenses, we should stick to our spiritual business of performing our own service and strictly following the rules and regulations of spiritual life. The Lord helps those who help themselves. A devotee asked Prabhupada for help, saying that he was not able to follow the four rules. Prabhupada looked sternly at him. If you do not follow the regulative principles, then no one can help you. My comment. Prabhupada's statement that we must follow the basic regulations before we're able to make advancement is not harsh, nor is it meant to discourage those who are currently unable to strictly follow. Sometimes, when devotees stop following strictly, they become overly critical. ISKCON and its leaders may need improvement, but it still seems more appropriate that before attempting to change or revolutionize ISKCON and thus save the world, one should first adhere to Prabhupada's basic instruction of following the four rules and chanting 16 rounds a day. Tastes of sweetness. I had so much to do before our departure for America that I was not able to participate in Prabhupada's 1976 Melbourne visit other than to hear his evening Bhagavad Gita classes. Innocent or guilty? Guests, both known and unknown, filled the temple room. The study of the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada said, could begin from either chapter 1 or chapter 9. Prabhupada chose chapter 9. During the class, Prabhupada said softly, "Don't ask a sadhu a question unless you are prepared to accept his answer." He sat proudly after class on the purple velvet vyasasan, his back straight and his head high. He called for questions. A hand went up and a young man with long hair and glasses stood in the crowded temple room. "Young man," he said, "I'm asking this question. I'm concerned about the perverted caste system in India, right? I'm asking this question about a brahmana. If one of your brahmana-initiated disciples falls from this platform, leaves the temple, and commits offenses, then returns demanding respect, then should he be allowed to keep the sacred thread, or should he be engaged in menial service, which never fails to cultivate humility?" Prabhupada's reply, "Well, that is to be judged by the spiritual master. You cannot judge," the young man said. "Well, I'm asking this because," Prabhupada interrupted him, "you cannot judge who is following, who is not following. That is not your jurisdiction. Therefore, he has accepted a spiritual master. It is his jurisdiction. He will do whatever necessary," the young man continued. "Has there been a case when," Prabhupada, "so that case you cannot judge. The case has to be judged by the spiritual master," the young man continued. "Could you give an example of a case that has been," Prabhupada said. Prabhupada continued, "just like if someone has done something wrong, he is taken to the court and the judge gives his decision, whether he is criminal or not. The man who has arrested him, he cannot give the decision. It has to be tried by the higher authority, and the judgment will be." Anything more? My comment. Prabhupada had not been pleased when I left Hong Kong a few years earlier, but when I heard Prabhupada's answer, I knew that though he wasn't pleased, he had judged me innocent. In general, devotees should refrain from judging each other. That service should be left to the spiritual master. Here are some other class highlights that struck me. The test of love, Prabhupada said. We are beings. We are individual persons. It is not very difficult to understand. Every one of us, individuals. We think individually. We dress individually. We have got our egotism, our individual, everything. I don't agree with you. You don't agree with me. Voluntarily, sometimes we agree. That means that every one of us has individuality. That is called being I am. Similarly, God is also a being like us, but he is a supreme being. That is the difference between God and me. I am also a being. You are also a being, but we are not the supreme being. My comment. Just the Krishna Swami and other members of the, quote, outside group of devotees were present. My impression was that Prabhupada was establishing that disagreements were natural due to our individuality, but we should nevertheless, quote, suspend this tendency and voluntarily unite around the desires of our spiritual master. Okay, we shall end here, and Hare Krishna.